The Russian state is using some of its top spies to hack into the work of scientists trying to find a vaccine for COVID-19. That's the damning allegation from the British, US and Canadian governments that say the cyber attacks are ongoing. It came on a day the British government also accused Russian actors of attempting to influence last year's general election. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley.
This won't bode well for the already fractured relationship between Moscow and the West. The news that Russian spies are trying to steal vital vaccine work came first from the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre that said it was almost certain the hackers operated as part of the Russian intelligence service. More specifically, the group known as Cozy Bear that was also linked to the Democratic Committee email leak during the 2016 US election. The British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says it's a breach of international law and needs calling out.
We know that the Russian intelligence agencies have been targeting, in terms of cyber attacks, against efforts across those three countries and here in the UK, our attempt to find a vaccine through research and development for coronavirus. And I think that's pretty appalling, I have to say.
The Kremlin denies knowing anything of it. Cybersecurity expert Robert Pritchard doesn't find the hacking surprising.
We've seen other countries realise that you can advance your industrial base and technology base by stealing a lot of the research, basically by shortcutting research. And I think that's probably just what we're seeing here, that Russians probably have realised and learnt from watching others. And if you want to be first to the market with your product, then one of the ways of getting there is to steal the research of somebody who else otherwise might get there ahead of you.
He says the attack is consistent with recent Russian behaviour, and Western security agencies and governments are becoming increasingly willing to call it out.
We've seen it before. It's not the first time Russia did démarche like this, and yet here we are doing it again. You could make an argument, I think, that if you have to do it repeatedly, it probably isn't the most effective thing to do.
Dominic Raab says the world needs to know what Russia's up to.
It's clearly wrong, contrary to international law, contrary to Russia's responsibilities as a member of the international community, and indeed a permanent member of the Security Council, to be targeting with cyber attacks the international effort, not just here in the UK, but in Canada, in the US, to try and find a vaccine, which is for the greater good of the world as well as our people here at home.
It's clear, finger-pointing directly at the Kremlin. But the British government hasn't gone as far on the matter of last year's election, instead saying Russian actors tried to influence the poll by leaking and promoting details of a free trade negotiation with the US. The Russian embassy in London says Moscow will respond appropriately to unfriendly British actions. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.